谢主，让我们有机会能够有一点交通。
I will give thanks to our Lord that He allows me this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
我在越来越觉得神实在恩待我们。
I'm slowly to feel that the Lord is truly is gracious to us.
因为神知道我们的生命这么的短。
Because the Lord knows our life is short.
我们时间也这么的仓促。
And our life and our time is so rushed.
所以神给我们那永远的生命。
So the Lord provides with that eternal life.
所以有一天我们可以一起和主一起坐席。
So one day we will sit before His throne.
让我们在擘饼聚会的时候，我们感受到主的爱在我们中间。
And even in Lord's table, we can feel His love among us.
可是我们最多只能有一个小时。
But we only have an hour max.
我们和弟兄姐妹彼此间在交通的时候。
And when I fellowship with brothers and sisters,
我们也觉得时间这么的仓促。
And we feel the time is rushing.
在座有很多有一些我还没有跟你们讲到话讲过话
and there are still many among us who I haven't get a chance to talk to
但是当我每一次看到弟兄姐妹的时候
but when I see brothers and sisters each time
我知道有那么一天我们在天上要永远的在一起
and I know one day in heaven that we'll be together forever
就像我们在擘饼聚会一样我们一直有感谢一直有赞美
It's like during Lord's table, we always have praises and inspirations.
那时间永远不够。
And the time is always not enough.
但是我们有那永远的生命，我们可以永远和主同在。
But that eternal life, we can be with the Lord forever.
我们弟兄姐妹可以永远在一起，能够赞美、感谢、服侍我们的主。
That our brothers and sisters can be together forever, we can serve our Lord.
所以，虽然时间非常的短促，但是我们的盼望实在在天上。
So although the time is short, but our hope is in heaven.
哇，我们可以有一些在一起的祷告。
And may we bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们要谢谢你把你的应许赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you gave us your promises.
主，当我们在一起奉你的名聚集的时候，主你就在我们中间。
That when we gather in your name, you are among us.
我们也实在知道主你在我们中间。
That we truly know you are among us today.
在我们心里面，我们感受得到主你的圣灵对我们说话。
In our heart, we can truly feel that your spirit is talking to us.
主你安慰我们。
That you comfort us.
主你鼓励我们。
That you encourage us.
主你，我们实在知道每一天的生活你与我们同在。
That you know in our daily life you are with us.
我们求你继续的恩待我们。
May you have more gracious among us.
在这么一短短的时间里面，我们再一次体会主你自己的心意。
Like in such a short time, we can truly experience your will.
帮助我们一起在前面跟随你的道路上，真是满有你的同在。
And to help us on path ahead, we are full of you.
主愿你名的缘故，求你恩待我们。
That because your name, you have grace among us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In our Lord Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读一点圣经，在约翰一书的第一章三到七节。
And as we few verses, the first verse is First John chapter 3.
三到七节。
Sorry, First John chapter 1, verse 3 to 7.
我们一起练好吧。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我想最近这两年多来，主一直有一个负担在中间，能够跟弟兄姐妹交通。管我们可以，我们是蒙主呼召进入和主耶稣基督的交通里面。
And for the past two years, that the Lord always has this burden in my heart that we will call by His name and into a fellowship with Him.
因为我深深觉得，当我们做主儿女的时候，如果我们没有进入和主耶稣基督相交，我们会失去了很多很多我们拥有的东西。
Because I truly believe by being Lord's children.If we don't go into His fellowship, I will lose this forever.
刚刚唱的诗歌是讲到主耶稣是我们的朋友。
So the hymn we just sang that proclaims that the Lord is our friend.
像在约翰福音15章15节里面,
although in the book of John chapter 15 verse 15,
也就是当主耶稣要上十字架之前要被抓之前的最后一段话,
it is when the Lord was ready to go on cross, it is the very last sentence that he said to his disciples.
第15章15节,
and the in book of John chapter 15 verse 15,
他说：“以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们。”It
says, "No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you."
主耶稣是我们的朋友。
The Lord is our friend.
我想这个我们。 可能我们做大人的可能不太敢做。
We being adults maybe don't have.
我对于年轻的弟兄姐妹，我想应该你们有比较深的感觉。
As adults don't have a strong impact, but for teenagers, for the youth, maybe you feel this more.
因为他们很多事情可以跟朋友讲，但是可能不会跟我们父母亲讲。
Because many things and many times they can talk to their friends, but they might not talk to the parents.
有时候我有一点也。 甚至我会有一点的嫉妒,
and sometimes I'm a little bit envy.
虽然我作为他的父亲, 可是我还是不是很了解他。
Although I've been her father, but I do not know her as much.
有时候我还要问他的朋友才可以知道他在想什么。
And sometimes I need to ask her friends in order to know what she's thinking.
所以神已经把他一切的丰富, 一切话语都告诉我。
So the Lord provides all his abundance and all his word to us.
他告诉我们他是我们的朋友。
And he told us that he is our friend.
但是我们是不是他的朋友呢?
But are we really his friend?
在彼得后书1章34节里面,
and also in the 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
他说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。 因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Verse 3 says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and good and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Verse 4, for by this he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
主把一切都告诉我们，他有一个希望。
The Lord told us everything that he has his hope.
就是我们能够在他和他的性情有份，有是有。 能够参与在他的性情里面，或者他的性情成为我们的性情。
That his will can become our will.
他的 nature.
Oh, I'm sorry. His nature can become our nature.
我们是什么样的人？
And who are we exactly?
但他竟然要我们和他一样。
But he wants to be like, he wants to be us like him.
在我们前一阵有弟兄姐妹在读约伯记。And
I know a few weeks ago that our brothers were reading the book of Job.
当约伯受了一切的苦难以后，他的儿女通通都过世。That
when Job had this old suffering and his relatives and children all passed away.
就是白发送黑发。And
it is the parents grieving for the kids.
这是多么大悲哀的事情。
And how it is a big tragedy.
但是他经过这些事情以后，他认识了神。
And after all these things that he finally understood God, he finally knew God.
他不是一个坏人。
That he is really not a bad person.
圣经描述他，他是一个义人。
And the Bible described him as a righteous man.
但是他还是经历了这一切。
But he suffered all this.
他说，他最后要跟神说。
And at last, he told God.
我从前是风闻有你，现在我亲眼见到你。
And he told God, I have heard of you, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
他经过一切的苦难以后，他才真正认识了这位神。
And after all the sufferings that he finally knew God.
感谢主，我们呢？
And we, but thank God, how about us?
我们过去也没有机会认识神。
Like in the past, we did not get a chance to know God that clearly.
有一天我们听见了主耶稣的话语，听到了主耶稣的话。
And one day we heard his name and we heard his words.
我们成为他的儿女。
That we became his children.
好像我们看见了他。
That it feels like we saw him.
但是神并不以此为满足。
But God wasn't satisfied by this only.
他要住在我们里面。
That he wants to live among us.
所以我们不只是看见，我们更是有他的同在。
That not only we see him, we want to be with him as well.
不论我们在哪里，主耶稣跟我们在一起。
And regardless where we are, he's with us.
神是借着圣灵与我们永远的同在。
And the Lord is through his spirit, he's with us in forever.
你说我看不见他。
And you said, I do not see him.
但是我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都有同样的经历过。我们知道他在我们里面。
But each brother and sister, we have this experience that he is inside of us.
约伯在之前所损失的，主耶稣在之后双倍的赏给他，还给他。
And it's been Job, whatever he lost before, the Lord will pay him by double.
他是一个长子的赏赐给了约伯。
And it is what the eldest son received.
今天我们所有的呢?
And how about us?
我们有主耶稣在我们里面。
And we have the Lord Jesus inside of us.
圣经说基督就是我们的。
And the Lord says, Jesus Christ is ours.
基督一切的丰富都在我们里面。
That all his abundance
都在基督里面。
Is in us.
也就在我们里面。
Is in him and in us as well.
当主耶稣复活还没有升天以前，他遇见了他的门徒。
And before he resurrected, he met his disciples.
他跟他说,
and he told them,
他说我还没有上去见他的父。
I'm not there, I'm not in heaven to see my father yet.
他说我要上去,
that before
他升天,
before I go to heaven,
我要去看, 他说他的父就是, 他说他要上去见我的父就是你们的父。见我的神就是你们的神。
He said, "When I go up, I see my Father. That's who's your Father. I see my God, who's your God."
当我们进入和神的交通以后，我们发现我们所有的是多么的丰富。
And when I go into fellowship with Him, we see how abundant this fellowship is.
他的神就是我们的神，他的父就是我们的父。
And His God is our God. His Father is our Father.
他说他已经把他的荣耀赏给我们。
He said he already provided us with all his glory.
他说他在没有世界以前就有的那个荣耀已经赏给我们。
And before the world is created, that glory is there for us.
这是他在最后跟主的跟神在钉十字架之前那个最后第十约翰福音十七章里面的祷告。
It is the last prayer before he went on the cross. It's in the book of John chapter 17.
哦，弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
你知道我们所有的是多么的丰富吗
？Do you know how abundant we have？
我们所有的是多么的美好
？Do you know how beautiful these things for us？
他告诉我们，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And he said our body is this holy temple。
要在我们的身上显明神的荣耀。
That he is truly he's going he wants to glorify us through us。
我从来不敢小看任何一个神的儿女。
I never underestimate either one of us.
不论在什么光景里面，神的儿女所有的是这么的丰富。
Regardless what situation, what kind of condition we are in, that his grace is sufficient.
这么的荣耀。
How glory is this?
然后在哥林多后书四章六节里面，四章六章七节。
And in the Second Corinthians chapter
四章。
Oh, I'm sorry, in the Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
它的比较快。
Actually, this is much slower than this.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力 是出于神，不是出于我们。第七节。
It says we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that by surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
神说他有一个宝贝放在我们这个瓦器里面。
He said he had, God told us he has this treasure in this earthen vessels.
这件事情，这句话在我心中产生了很大的感动。
And this verse has great impact in me.
因为我记得，你们知道我小时候的外号叫做小胖，在我爸妈的心中里面，我是那很可爱的那一位。
Because you remember, my nickname when I was young was Little Fatty. I'm really adorable, in front of my parents.
我全村子的人都认得我。
That the whole town knew me.
在我国中的时候，初中的时候，我是读私立的学校。
That when I was in junior high school, I went to a private junior high.
后来我才知道，原来我父母亲要借钱让我去读私立这种中学。
And later on, I realized that my parents had to borrow money for me to go to school.
然后在我记得在，因为我们要坐车，每天要坐一个半小时去，一个半小时回家。
And because at the time I have to take a bus to school, it's an hour and a half each way.
我记得在就是八年级、九年级，就是国中二三年级的时候，就跟我们同学一起玩。
And when I was on around eighth or ninth grade, then I was one day I was playing with my friends.
他们不是很好的小孩子。
And they are not really the most disciplined kids, you know.
我不提这个，但是他们给我一个外号。
And I don't want to get involved, but they also provide me with a nickname.
英文叫做破杆呐，啊不，台语叫做破杆呐。台语叫做，如果说台语翻成我们普通话，就是说你是破瓶子。
哦、oh, ，the English translation is means you are a broken bottle。
因为他们是帮派里面的小孩子。
Because these kids are gangsters.
那我们那在台湾在早期，这个外省人跟台湾人之间都会有不是很合。
And because you know,
有一些人他有一些的歧视。
Because you know at the time there was a big tension between natives and people from mainland.
所以他们就叫我破瓶子。
So they call me this broken bottle.
其实，在小孩子中间，这个很平常。
And you know, like among kids, among children.That this nickname was actually kind of usual.
因为我们有一些外号叫疯子。
Because some of us were nicknamed crazies.
有些叫石头。
And some of us were nicknamed stones.
当然还会有更不好听的名字。
And although they are obviously something much worse.
所以他们也叫我几年，叫我破瓶子。
So over a few years, they called me this nickname broken bottle.
后来他们没有一个人考到高中，就我一个人考到高中。
But
神也恩待我。
But a few years later, that neither one of them went on to high school. I was the only one who got in.
我到信主以后看到了这句话。
And after I believed in the Lord, I saw this verse.
我承认我过去就是破瓶子。
I have to admit, in the past, I was a broken bottle.
破瓶子应该要装东西的。
And although the bottle was actually used to put in stuff,
看起来很漂亮。
The appearance is very nice.
只有这瓶子是破的。
But this bottle is broken.
没有用。
It has become useless.
也没有东西可以装满它。
And you won't be able to fit anything in the bottle.
我以前就是这样子。
I was like this before.
如果我不信主，我永远都是就破瓶子。
If I did not believe in our Lord, I was always this broken bottle.
但是当我信了主以后
，But after I believe in the Lord,
当我看见，当我知道主耶稣的圣灵在我里面的时候
，That when I realized His Holy Spirit is inside of me,
我得着了满足
，That I was satisfied.
我知道我这个人在做什么
，That I know me as a person, what's my purpose.
就他这里讲的。宝贝放在那瓦器里面。
Just like this verse told us that this treasure in the earthen vessels.
我们有了一切的满足，在基督耶稣里面。
That we are satisfied in Him.
但这一切都不是出于我们自己，乃是出于神。
But this none of this comes from us, or everything comes from our Lord.
你知道在约翰福音十四章二十三节。
And also in the book of John chapter 14 verse 23.
他说 人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And he said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
所以父与主在我们里面，借着圣灵和我们同住。
So Lord and Father through our Lord and live inside of us.
你知道我们有时候会一个人孤单的时候，我们总觉得好像有点害怕，或者说有一点不知道在干嘛。
And you know, when we are lonely, that we will often fear or afraid, and we have no idea what we were doing.
就好像刚那个诗唱的诗歌说，我们的亲戚朋友、父母亲、亲人可能会离开我们。
And just like the hymn we sent earlier, that our parents and friends will leave us.
也可能会离弃我们，我们的朋友也可能会离弃我们。
And sometimes they will abandon us.
但是主永远跟我们在一起。
But the Lord always abides with us.
我们过去可能是石头。
In the past, we might be stone.
石头是没有什么价值的。
And the stone is usually worthless.
但是在彼得，彼得这个名字就是小石头的意思。
And the name Peter comes from this word Petra.
但是彼得有一天发现主是那个活石，他也要变成那个活的，他也成为那个活的石头。
And one day, Peter realized that the Lord is a living rock. That someday he will become this living rock as well.
所以在彼得前书二章四和五节。
So the First Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
他说：“主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督献奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。”
And says, "I'm coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by man, but is choice and precious in the sight of God." You also, as living stone, are being built up as a spiritual house for the holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
过去我们是没有用。
In the past, we were useless.
但是当我们主和主有交通、有连结的时候，我们成为那个活的石头，可以成为那个可以建造的材料。
But after we have this fellowship and connect with our Lord, become this true material that is fit for the forbidden temple.
然后在彼得前书二章九节里面
，And also in the First Peter chapter 2, verse 9，
他说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。”
And he says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellence of Him who has called."You out of darkness into His marvelous light.
过去我们是外邦人，和神没有关系。
In the past, we have no relationship with our Lord. We are the we don't belong to Him.
在早期，犹太人称外邦人像狗一样。
And in the earlier days, that the Lord called His people dog.
但是今天，神借着耶稣基督，让我们和他一起交通，一起有份以后，我们就成为那个被神拣选的族类。
And today, through this fellowship that we are connected to Him, that we become this chosen, we become this chosen people, we become this chosen race.
好像王一样的地位的一个祭司可以侍奉他。
And we become this position, we become this royal priesthood that we are able to come and worship Him.
神有一个国度是圣洁的国度，我们竟然在那里面。
And the God has this nation which is a holy nation, and we are part of it.
所以我们今天在这里是一个国度，是神圣洁的国度，在我们中间。
So here today, where this is a nation, this is a holy nation, and each one of us is part of this nation.
我们是神的子民。
And we are His descendants.
在以弗所书这样形容说，我们是与圣徒同国。
And in the book of Ephesians, it says that we are in the same place with the holy apostles.
是神家里面的人。
That we belong to his family.
这是何等大的恩典！
And it is truly a big grace.
不是我们得到的。
It's not, we don't deserve this.
最近大家有你们在那个叫什么林什么打球那个是叫
Jeremy Lin, 林书豪。
林书豪。
Recently, this basketball player Jeremy Lin.
我这里弟兄姐妹很多弟兄姐妹都在这里面得着了帮助。
And I know a lot of brothers and sisters, solace and will help, and will help with found this character.
年轻的朋友弟兄姐妹也是一样。
And also, I know a lot of teenagers, a lot of youth among us also, were impacted by Jeremy Lin.
有姐妹说，我想去摸摸他的手就好了。
And some sisters told me that, I just want to touch his hand.
然后前阵子这个大家有在这个舆论上又在面争他到底是哪一个国家的人。
And the, recently, the press, the newspapers, often had this dispute, what country of origin does he belong?
美国人说他是美国人。
And, Americans, proclaim he's American.
中国人说他是中国人。
And Chinese proclaim he's a Chinese.
大家都很兴奋。
And everybody's very excited.
他们媒体就说什么这是这个 NBA 有史以来这个收视率最高的时候。
And the press even said that it is the NBA is enjoyed the highest rating ever.
所以大家都想要把他归入是他那一国家的人。
And everybody wants to categorize him into their own category.
但是我们实在知道。
But we know.
我们跟他是同一国的人。
That we are in the one nation with him.
我们都是天国里面的人。
That we belong to this holy nation, this heavenly nation.
他是我们的弟兄。
That he's our brother.
不只是因为他是打球的。
And not only because he's a basketball player.
我们知道有那么一天在天上我们跟他在一起。
And we know one day we'll be with him in heaven.
但不只是他是我们的弟兄，打球的不只是他是我们的弟兄。
But not only him, that he's our brother, he's our brother.
有许多的打球的虽然他不是中国人 他也是我们的弟兄。
That there are many basketball players, although he's not Asian, he's not Chinese, but he's also our brother.
他是我们家里面的人。
And he's a member of our family.
我记得有人说、哦、我认得他，我认得他的 cousin。
I know somebody told me that I know him, I know his cousins.
啊、哦、他是我们家里面的人。
That he's one of our family members.
你所看见的是神的荣耀，不是他的荣耀。
Now what you see is God's grace, but not His grace.
但是我们实在在这提，我在这用这来提醒说，我们是神国家里的人。
But here is a good reminder that we belong to this heavenly nation, to this heavenly home.
所以这是更宝贵的。
And this is truly precious.
因为有一天林书豪会过去啊。
Because one day Jeremy Lin will pass.
但是他是我们弟兄的这个事实从来不会改变。
But the fact of him being one of our brothers will never change.
在我们中，我们弟兄姐妹，我们在一起，成为神的身体。
So brothers and sisters that we are here become God's body.
我们都是肢体。
That each one of us is a part of His body.
神是那位在天上的头。
That the Lord is our God is the head.
神用着他的身体在这地上彰显他的荣耀。
And God used His body to magnify His glory.
圣经形容主耶稣就是我们的新郎。
The Lord described Jesus is our bridegroom.
当我们在一起薄饼的时候，我们在一起等候他的来。
So when we were having Lord's table, that we are here waiting for Him.
我们就好像他的新娘一样。
That we are.All of us are like his brides.
你知道，夫妻之间的关系，我想大概是人之间关系最亲密的地方。
The relationship between husband and wife might be the closest relationship known to man.
所以今天主耶稣是新郎，我们说我们在等他，其实是新郎在等我们。
So today, we say that we're waiting for this groom, we're waiting for our Jesus Christ. It's actually this groom is waiting for the bride, is waiting for us.
就好像在常在婚礼的时候，大家知道这个新郎都等在这边的。
So many times that you see the wedding that the groom will be up here first.
所以新娘都是在化妆室里面。
And the bride was the bride is always waiting in the in a room back there.
我知道有的新郎在半年前、一年前就开始节食。
And we know some brides are on this strict diet, half year or a year before the wedding.
他要节制他自己，他盼望他在结婚的那一天，他有个最好的身材。
That she wants to have this strict diet so she can have this most beautiful shape on the date of wedding.
她可以穿那个最漂亮的新娘礼服。
And she can have this the most beautiful gown on the date of her wedding.
所以神主耶稣一直在里面等我们。
So we know our Lord Jesus is always there waiting for us.
那我们今天的状态就是在那里化妆
and
等待，在那里准备。
And for our condition today is just to prepare to put on the makeup.
不只是外表的准备，乃是我们里面的准备。
Not only put on the makeup on outside, but we also need to prepare this in inside as well.
就是圣经里面说的，和神的性情有份，让神的性情组织在我们里面，成为我们的性情。
It's just like the Bible described to become his nature, that is nature inside us to become our nature.
所以有那么一天，我们可以穿上那洁白的衣服
去见主。So one day we can wear this white gown and to see our Christ and to see our Lord.
在约翰福音二章七节里面。
And also in the book of John chapter 2 verse 7.
在这里提到。
And here it mentioned.
应该说在我们刚念的经文里面
and it is in the verse that we just read
他说神就是光第五节说神就是光
and the verse, in the chapter 1 verse 5 it says that God is light
在他毫无黑暗
that in him there is no darkness
我们若是与神相交
and as long as we have this fellowship with him
却在黑暗里行就是说谎话不行真理了
and if we walk in darkness that means we are lying
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
那if we
继续下去，第七节。
Oh, sorry. And also if we walk in this light, and if we walk in this light, and we have this fellowship with God.
在之后，如果我们细细读约翰一书里面。一书、二书、三书。
And later on, when we continue to read First John, Second John, and Third John,
这里提到了一个神的命令，就是彼此相爱的命令。
And here the Lord gave us a command that this command is to love each other.
过去旧约里面
，And in the past, in the Old Testament,
人对神似乎有一个距离。
And there seems to be a distance between God and man.
关于弟兄姐妹彼此相爱，只也有一些的旧约，有一些的教导，但是非常的少。
And in the Old Testament, when it is described to love each other, although there were some teachings in the books, but it seems like the teaching is very limited.
但是到了新约里面
but when it comes to New Testament,
当主耶稣来了以后
，and when the Lord comes,
还有主耶稣升天以后
，and once when Lord resurrected.
彼此相爱是主耶稣给我们的教训。
And to love each other is one command that the Lord gave us.
那这是非常困难的。
It is indeed very difficult.
但是因着主曾经到这世上为我们在十字架上洗清我们一切的罪过，所以我们有那个生命，有那个交通在里面的交通的生命，我们可以彼此的相爱。
But because the Lord was on the cross to cleanse our sins.That this fellowship, this inner fellowship, that we can have this life.
因为主是那个光，真光已经照耀，我们看得清楚，我们能够行得出来，我们又彼此相爱。
Because the Lord is a true light, when He shine upon us, that this love will come out of us.
主耶稣他在最后也是在十五章里面，就是在最后的那一个讲教训里面也提到说，我们要彼此相爱，世人就认出我们是他的门徒。
And also at last, the Lord told us that we have loved each other, in order for the world to know that we are his disciples.
一个身体里面，如果肢体没有办法彼此相爱，我们如何彰显神的荣耀？
In one body, if each part cannot love each other, how can we magnify his glory?
这只手要去厨房做事情，这只手要去厕所扫洗厕所。
If this one hand wants to go to a kitchen to prepare meals, and this one hand wants and the other hand wants to go to the bathroom to clean it.
我们没有办法配合在一起，没有办法彼此相爱。
And there's
我们如何能够彰显这个身体的重要？
And there's no
身体的荣耀。
Coordination that we can come and glorify him. How can we magnify his glory?
这应该是说，我们如何彰显我们头的荣耀？
Or in other words, it says how can we magnify the glory of his head?
所以在约翰一书里面，一书三章二十三节里面。
So in the First John chapter 3 verse 13.
他说神的命令叫我们信他儿子耶稣 的名，而且叫我们照他的命令彼此相爱，照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
It says that his commandment that we believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commands us.
然后接着说遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And it continues that the one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him we know by his that he abides in us, by the Spirit who him has given us.
还是我们里面的圣灵在那里教导我们如何的彼此相爱。
It's still this inner spirit, is teaching us how to love one another.
他说遵守神命令的神就住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
He said whoever keeps his commands he said whoever keeps his commands abides in him and he in him.
今天常常我们住在神里面没有问题。
Often times it's not really a big problem for us to abide in him.
因为我们住在他里面，我们就和他同死同复活，这是主的救赎。
Because for us to abide in him while we live and die with him,And this is God's salvation.
但是他主住在我们里面，我们可能就会有一点的困难。
But for him to live in us, and then we face some difficulties.
他住在我们里面，我们什么都被他知道了。
Because if he lives inside of us, that they know everything about us.
所以我愿意开放我们的家，请弟兄姐妹来我们家吃饭，来我们家聚会。
Is it for example, like I am willing to open up my home.To invite brothers and sisters to come to for gatherings or for meals.
那有一天，如果你说你要来住我们家
，But one day if you tell me that you want to live with us,
那我就要回去好好祷告一下。
And then I have to go home and pray about it.
我要跟我的妻子商量一下。
And I have to discuss with my wife.
还有跟我的小孩子商量一下。
And I have to discuss with my daughters.
因为你一住进来，我家所有的缺点你都看见了。
Because once you live with us, that you can see all our weakness.
你知道弟兄姐妹，当我们常常在一起，那都是非常不容易的事情。
And brothers and sisters, you know how difficult it is for us to be together all the time.
常常我也很羡慕一些弟兄姐妹家里面常常的开放。
And sometimes I envy that brothers and sisters that they open you often open your home to brothers and sisters.
那多么的困难。
I know how difficult it can be.
因为我们总是要给人家一个好的印象。
Because we always want to leave a good impression for others.
如果我们不常常准备的话，我们实在没有办法开放我们家里面。
And if we don't prepare beforehand, and it's hard for me to open my home to others.
所以主他有一个希望，是他要住在我们里面。
So the Lord has this hope that He wants to abide in us.
他要知道我们所有的事情在他面前是敞开显明的。
That He wants to know everything about us, that whatever we think.
我们不需要隐藏。
That there's no need for us to hide.
事实上，我们也没有办法隐藏。
As a matter of fact, there's no way for us to hide.
所以住在神里面，这是一个客观的经历，是我们都在里面。
To abide in Him, it is very subjective.
他住在我们里面，这是一个很主观的经历。
For Him to abide in us is very objective.
所以我们不但要有主的救赎，我们更要有一个身量到主可以跟我们。同住在里面。
So not only we need a salvation, we need to have this burden for him to abide in us.
这是一个成熟的儿子。
It is a mature son. It is a mature son.
但如何的确实彼此相爱？
But how do we love each other?
在彼得前书一章二十二节。
In the First Peter chapter 1 verse 22,
他说：“你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。有骨卷，有从心里有骨卷做清洁的心，也就是说。”
And it says, since you have in obedience.To the truth, purify your souls for the sincere love of the brothers. Fervently love one another from the heart.
如果说看英文的或者看一些版本里面，这句话或许可以讲成这样子，就是说，你们既因顺从真理，已经洁净了你们的心，所以你们可以爱弟兄没有虚假，所以你们可以从清洁的心里面。彼此切实的相爱。
So, if you read English or if you read other versions, of course it says that if you obey the truth, if you purify yourself by obeying the truth, that you have sincere love for one another, for each other, love one another deeply from the heart.
这里讲到洁净、清洁。
And here said it mentions purification, cleanness.
它这个清洁不是外表，不只是外表的清洁。
And this purification is not only for the outside，
乃是那心里那个单纯、那个纯一、那个 pure 纯一的那个心。
And he talks about this pure heart that this is one single-minded pureness。
也就是只有单一的、唯一的。
And it's just this one single-minded. This is one only。
就好像在雅各书里面提到的
，and it's just like mentions in the book of James。
就是心怀恶意的人，你们要清洁你们的心，那个清洁。
For those of you who are double-minded, you have to purify your heart。
就是说你的心如果有两个方向，两个看重，这就不清洁，不纯洁。
And you have, if you are double-minded, that means you are not pure. That means you are thinking something else when you are supposed to be thinking this way.
所以我们要彼此相爱一个很重要的事情，一个清洁，一个纯洁的心，向主是单纯，没有杂质的。
So to love each other, in order for us to love each other, there has to be this pureness. There's nothing else in this pure love.
我想我们做结婚的人。我们或许我想每个人都可以有同样的感觉。
And for people like me, we are married. I guess each one of you feel the same way.
如果我是丈夫，我绝对希望我的妻子是那个单纯唯一爱我的。
If I'm a husband, that I want my wife to love me only.
我可以跟我的妻子说我爱你。
And I can tell my wife that I love you.
但是如果说我跟一个姐妹说我爱你。
But if I tell a sister that I love you as well,
我想我妻子听到了她也不会高兴。虽然我真的可能是爱她，在主里面爱她。
And I can imagine that my wife won't be very happy, although it might be true that I love another sister in Lord.
所以主要我们那个单纯，像主是单纯的，那个心腹像那个新郎新娘像爱新郎的心是单纯的相爱，只有一个爱。
So for us to love our Lord this purely, it's just like the bride or the groom loves the bride, that this love is pure, this love is single-minded.
然后这里提到的是顺从真理。
And here it talks about obey the truth.
你说这是非常非常难的功课。
And we all know that this is a very hard lesson.
尤其是在教会里面，在主的身体里面。
Especially in a church, especially in God's body.
我们如何能够顺服呢
？And how can we obey？
我有时候就觉得这个顺服真理就好像我们放风筝一样，我很喜欢放风筝。我们小时候自己做那个风筝。
It's for me that I think this obey the truth. It's just like when I play with a kite.
风筝有一个很重要的地方。
It's very important if you want to you want to fly in a kite.
就是那根线。
It is that little string.
你那个线好，你风筝就可以飞得高，而且可以有力量，不会被吹断。
If you have a good string and the fly will fly high, But if a string is not as good, and the string will broke, and then a kite will fly away.
所以我觉得好像我们就好像那个风筝一样，那个真理就是那根线。
So for me, like the truth is just like a kite. No, I'm sorry. For we like a kite, and the truth is just like that string.
那个线是操纵在主耶稣在神的手中。
And the string was controlled in our Lord.
所以你这个风筝要飞多高，能够追的那个气流，它能够停留在那边。
So, for the kite to fly high to follow the turbulence, it only has under one condition.
如果在顺着那个气流的话，这根线几乎就没有力量，它是松的。
For the kite to follow the turbulence, that the string is very loose. That there's no need to control.
那个风就好像神的圣灵一样。
And that wind is just like God's Holy Spirit.
所以我们只要在圣灵的带领之下的时候，这个真理对我们来讲好像没有那根线，好像没有什么功用。
And as we follow the direction of this wind, as we follow the direction of this turbulence, now this string doesn't have much use to it.
但是当你这个风筝碰到了一些风浪乱流的时候，那根线就很重要了。
But if there's a strong turbulence, but the stream becomes very important.
所以我们是不是能够顺服着圣灵，顺服着这个真理，顺服这个心里面的感觉，或者顺服神的话呢？顺服神的话，在那里，在世界中能够彰显神的荣耀，顺服是非常的重要，顺服真理是非常的重要。
And how do we obey this truth, obey this Holy Spirit to obey God's truth that becomes very important.
所以在约翰二书三书里面提到的真理非常的多。
So in the second John and third John, you mentioned a lot about truth.
在二书里面有十三节的经文里面提到五次的真理。
In the second John, there are 13 verses talking about the truth.
三书十五章里面提到了五次的真理。
And third John, it talks about, it mentioned 15 times.
在老约翰的心里面，他说，如果他看见有神的儿女遵从真理，遵从心理而行，他没有比这个还高兴的。
And Apostle John's heart that there's nothing more important than the disciples follow this truth.
行真理的，不是，我们有很多时间。他说，在约翰福音里面，主他自己说，在三章十九节里面，约翰福音三章二十一节。
And also in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 19 to 21.
他说行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
And in verse 21 says, But he who practices the truth comes to a light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God.
所以遵行真理有一个结果，乃是彰显出来我们乃是那位倚靠神的，不是用着我们力量去不是用着我们力量成为那个基督徒。
So to follow the truth, to magnify this, there's a fact that it is not based on what we do, it's not based on our power to follow the Lord.
我想彼此的顺服这是很重要的，在教会，在神的身体里面，我们必须要学的功课。
I guess it's very, very important. It's an important lesson to be learned in church that we all need to obey each other.
那如何的彼此顺服？有一句话在以弗所书五章二十一节说：“当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。”
And how do we obey each other? In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for the Christ."
敬畏基督的心。
And it says, it's the out of reverence for Christ.
你记得主耶稣在要被抓之前，在还有就是那个卖主的犹大离开以后，那个夜间已经来了，就是圣经形容他夜间已经来了以后，哦不对，在这个之前， 主曾经帮门徒洗脚。
And do you remember the night that when he was betrayed, that the Judas left? It is actually the night when he was washing his disciples' feet.
主他是一个，他是一个主，然后才帮门徒洗脚。
He was the Lord, but even though he was washing his disciples' feet.
我想他有一个，一方面他要表明他是如何的爱着我们。
On one end, that he wants to show that how much he loved us.
然后另外一方面，他也说了一句话。
On the other end, he also said this.
当我们身体洗干净以后，我们脚洗干净，我们整个人就干净了。
As long as our feet are clean, that our whole body is clean.
所以我们彼此要互相洗脚。我相信，除了我们彼此相爱的同时，有一个功课，在顺服的功课里面，我们乃是要互相让自己成为那个清洁的人。
So he told us to wash each other's feet. So this is a very important lesson to be learned, that when we wash each other's feet, we have to be cleansed.
我们都是弟兄。
That each one, we are brothers and sisters.
在马太福音二十三章八节里面。
And also in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 8.
他说我们中间没有老师。
He said there's
没有人称呼为老师。
He said there's no teacher among us.
没有人称呼为父。
And then, and nobody proclaims themselves as father.
我们都是弟兄。
And all are brothers.
我们没有谁比谁大的问题。
And there's no concern that who is greater than the other.
如果谁要做大，谁就要做仆人。
Because if you want to be leaders, that you have to be servants.
因为主就是这样子，他的性情就是这样子。
Because the Lord is like this, His nature is like this.
你记得我以前刚信主的时候
，I remember when I first believed in the Lord.
我不太认识这个不太认识这个认识真理。
I when I first believed in the Lord, I didn't know too clearly about His truth.
我记得非常清楚。
And I still remember very clearly.
有一次我遇见一个牧师。
And one day a pastor came.
我叫他 father.
And I call him father.
你知道在天主教里面叫那个神父就是叫 father.
Because in the Catholic that you call the priest father.
我非常清楚这件事情，到一直印象很深。
And I still remember this. This memory is truly has strong impact on me.
但是我们都是弟兄。
Each one of us is brother.
可以在彼得前书三章八节九节里面。
In the First Peter chapter 3 verse 8 and 9,
他说：“你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯、怜慈、谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召，要叫你们承受福气。”
And he says, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil, for or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you will call for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
我们要彼此同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，这是神呼召我们的一个目的。
That we have to be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. This is why God called us.
同心在一个心思里面。
To be one-hearted, is like to be harmonious.
有一样的心思，一样的意念。
To have one thinking, to have one mind.
这就让我们提醒我们在腓立比书三章里面、二章里面说的，你们当以基督耶稣。
It's just like the book of Philippians in chapter 2 and 3. It says you have to let the Lord's heart be your heart.
我们要以主耶稣基督的心为心，因为神的性情成我们的性情，主耶稣那谦卑的性情成我们谦卑的性情。
We have to be His heart is our heart, that His nature is our nature. His humbling nature becomes our humbling nature.
然后在后面他提到了说不要发怨言，这差不多15节吧，14、15节他说不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
I'm sorry, this is in the in the Philippians around chapter 15, around 14 or 15 or so, is do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure.
天主就快要来,
the Lord is coming back soon.
在约翰一书里面提到了四次, 主若显现,
in the first John, it mentioned four times that what will happen when the Lord comes back.
在主若显现, 主来的时候,
and how can we face him when the Lord comes back?
它里面提到说, 主在世上如何,
and he mentioned when we will be like when God was on this earth.
他说主若显现, 我们必要像他, 因为我们必得见他的真体。
The Lord says when he comes back that we have to face him because we are like his body.
凡像他有这指望的, 就洁净自己, 像他洁净一样。
And he says when we have this hope, it's just like purify ourselves like him, purified by him.
这个洁净就是还是那个 purify, 就是单纯唯一的那个心。
And this purification is still like purifies that single-minded purification.
我们有太多可以把我们的心思意念带走的。
And there are too many things that can stray us away.
我们的家庭,
for example, our family.
我们的儿女,
and our kids.
我们的朋友,
our friends.
我们的工作,
our job.
还有很多很多, 常常把我们那个对神专一的心, 我们就
And there are also a lot of other things that will stray us away from the single-minded.
现在求主帮助我们,
and we truly want to ask Lord for those help.
我们有一个清洁的心, 我们才能够才可以有一个真实相爱的一个生活。
And we have to have this purified heart in order to have this purified love, life.
今天早上主又给我的话, 所以这可能是比较多。
And this is what the Lord gave me this morning.
你知道在圣经中有一个地方, 好像是主耶稣比较喜欢去的地方。
And in the Bible, there's one place that appears that the Lord loved to go here often.
有谁说? 有人在说了, 对不对? 哪里? 橄榄山上, 当然,
is the Mount Olives.
伯大尼,
is the Bethany.
当主耶稣最后七天的时候, 我想是从伯大尼开始。
And the last 7 days of Lord's life start from this place, Bethany.
伯大尼里面有一个家, 是主耶稣非常喜欢去的。
And in Bethany, there's a household that the Lord loves to go.
大家都知道吗?
And everybody knew?
马大, 玛利亚。
It is the home of Martha,
Lazarus,
and Maria, and Lazarus.
马大是姐姐,
Martha is the elder sister.
你知道当主耶稣到那里的时候是马大去招呼，像圣经里面提到马大邀请主耶稣到他们家。
And when the Lord went there, it is Martha who prepared all the feast. It is Martha who invited him to go.
玛利亚,
and Maria,
不太动的感觉。
It feels like Maria didn't want to do too much.
这么你知道马大，大家对有时候对马大这个比较好像有点为他抱不平。
That we oftentimes want to see the Bible. We oftentimes want to feel for Martha.
因为马大有一次跟主耶稣抱怨， 因为他做事情很忙碌，他抱怨他妹妹没有来帮忙。
Because remember this incident that Martha complains to our Lord that she's really busy, she's very occupied, but Maria is not helping.
这在路加福音,
it is in the book of Luke, chapter 10.
然后主耶稣就跟马大说, 你为许多事情烦恼, 但是有一件事情不可少的, 那个就是马大他所有的, 这些事情是没有人可以夺去的, 就, 当然他指的那个就是他, 主耶, 马, 玛利亚向主那个单纯单一的心，他没有不会受干扰。
And toward the end, the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
其实这句话对我来说，主耶稣他并不是在责备玛利亚，他只是要指明让他看见有这么一件事情是最好最好的，没有人可以夺走的，你有的话你就有了全部了。
And for me that the Lord is not rebuking Martha here, but he is just simply telling Martha that is one thing that is most important and Mary already has it.
然后到约翰福音第十一章以后，第十一章专门提到主耶稣在这一家里面发生的事情。
And in the book of John, chapter 11, it describes what happened in this home.
在这一章里面，我们可以看到一个很重要的，有人讲说是最短的一个经节是什么？耶稣哭了。
And here, people say this is the shortest verse in the Bible is the Lord cried.
约翰福音第十一章
is in the book of John chapter 11,
在三十五节
in the chapter 35,
最短的一句话，圣经里面最短的一句话就是耶稣哭了。
It is the shortest verse in the Bible. It says Jesus wept.
以前，我一直觉得好像主耶稣没有提到他在高兴的时候，他没有，好像在圣经里面没有提到主耶稣高兴。他三在四本福音书里面没有提到主耶稣在高兴的事情。
I did not see too many places mentioned that Jesus was joyful or Jesus was happy in the four Gospels.
我一直觉得主耶稣好像不太，他为了这些周遭，为了这个家庭，这三个因为拉撒路去世已经四天了，然后大家都在哭，他看见这个姐妹也在哭，所以他也哭了。
But I often feel that because the Lord for this family, for this two sisters and brother, because at the time Lazarus already passed away 4 days, that he was crying for this family.
啊，圣经里面
he wept for this family.
有谁知道说主耶稣的欢喜的地方有没有他欢喜的地方？我一直在找。
Does anyone know that where in the Bible describe the Lord was joyful?
结果我今天早上看见了，也在第十一章。
But also I saw in chapter 11 of Book of John as well.
约翰福音第十一章的十五节，十四节，十四十五。
It is actually in the verse 14 and 15.
耶稣就明明的告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜。这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。
It says, so Jesus then said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.
所以在这里看到主耶稣他有一个欢喜。
So here we see that the Lord was glad.
这是为我们的缘故，好叫我们相信。
It is for our sakes that we may believe.
而在这里有一个人死了四天，但是为了这个事情，主耶稣为着人的好处，他在那里有预备。
And here somebody has died for 4 days, but it's for one reason that he was there prepared for this.
我曾经刚好有一次机会跟年轻的弟兄姐妹刚好在读圣经，我们在那里讨论到启示录。
And one time I had this opportunity to study Bible with a youth, and at the time we were studying the book of Revelation.
我们大家都很高兴，谈得很高兴，因为我们想到，没错，我们有讨论到灾难，有讨论到这个那些什么那些那个什么金像啊被打破啊，讲那个。那个怪兽啊，我大家都讲得很高兴啊。
And we were very happy because there were a lot of incidents about disasters, about this golden idols, about this beast that we were broken apart, and everybody, we had a very good conversation at the time.
然后我们讲到主耶稣的复活，主耶稣要再来接我们，大家都非常的喜乐。
And we talk about his resurrection, we talk about his second coming, and everybody was involved in the conversation.
所以有一，但是在年轻的弟兄姐妹中，一个问题跑出来了。
But among us, there was one question was raised.
有一个人说
，and someone mentioned.
哇，主耶稣来了，但是他觉得主耶稣也要在那里问我们，你得救了有让你传福音有让多少人得救
？That one person asked, when the Lord comes, he's going to ask me, do you have you get a chance to spread gospel, and how many people have you saved?
因为他觉得这个奖赏啊，跟多少人得救很有很大的关系。
But he because he thinks there's a very close correlation between spreading gospels and also this price.
所以他有一个心智，他实在很愿意去传福音，要让更多人得救。
So he truly want to go out and spread gospels and make more people believe in our Lord and be saved.
就每个人就傻眼了。
And everybody was stunned.
我们都停下来，全部都安安静静，他不知道怎么办呢。
So the conversation came to a halt at the time. That nobody knows what to say.
因为他有一个问题就是，你让多少人得救？你传福音让多少人得救
？Because his question was when you spread the gospel, how many people are saved because of this?
哇，我们这些年轻人，包括我在里面，我们都傻眼了。
So all this youth, including myself, was stunned.
其实我心里面很感谢主，这个那么年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们有这个心。
And although I want to give thanks, in my heart that for this brother who's so young and he has this heart.
但是我在心里面还有一个祷告。
But also I had this prayer.
盼望当这弟兄姐妹慢慢慢慢长大的时候，这个渴慕不因着他看清楚，他不是用着自己的力量去那里要传福音。
I was hoping when the youth or when the young kid among us when they grow up, they don't want to use their own strength to spread the gospel.
所以他然后有一天如果发现说，我们并没有那个能力，如果我们没有神的同在、圣灵的带领的时候，我们在传福音用我们的力量，可以产生多么大的伤害
？Because one day when they discover they don't have this power, authority in them to spread gospels, how much damage would this bring?
因为我们活着不再是我们自己活，如果我们用着我们力量去活，那我们就失去了那个与主同在的那个福气。
Because we don't live on our own anymore.But if we lose this connection, this fellowship with our Lord, then this blessing will be gone.
刚又回到那三个姐妹，弟兄，那一家的三个人。
And let's go back to the household of Martha.
拉撒路复活。
And for Lazarus to be resurrected.
如果在今天我们来看，他是神最好传福音的人。
And from today's viewpoint, that he will be the best candidate for spreading gospels.
去那个书店里面找那个复活三分钟、复活五分钟、复活七分钟这种书多么的畅销。
But if you go to for you to go to a bookstore, when you get those books that resurrected to live again for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes.It becomes one of the best sellers.
结果拉撒路死了四天，主耶稣叫他出来，他就出来了。
And for Lazarus, that he was dead for 4 days, but when the Lord asked him to come out, that he came out right away.
而且那个时候出来不是就这样出来了，你知道他原来是被绑起来的。
And he wasn't came out like us, and you know that
原来是被包裹起来的。
That from the scripture, he know he was wrapped with a cloth.
结果主耶稣说：“你拉撒路出来，他就出来了。”
So, but when our Lord Jesus cried, asked him to come out, and he came out, he came out with the still with a wrap on.
哇！如果今天到今天有一个人说发生这个事情，那我们大概就崇拜他这个不得了。
So, if this happens in our generation again, that we will definitely worship him.
但是拉撒路复活以后，圣经没有记载很多他死里复活的事情。
But we see that in the Bible, after Lazarus came back to life, that there wasn't really a whole lot about him.
但是在约翰福音十二章，就是拉撒路复活以后，他记载拉撒路复活，他有人第十二章里面，十二章第一、第二节。
And in the book of John, chapter 12, it talks about what happened after the resurrection came back to life.
而耶稣
this chapter 12, verse 2.
耶稣又来到伯大尼，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。马大事后，撒拉路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
It describes when Jesus came back to Bethany, and so they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving.But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him.
可是拉撒路他就安静坐在人群的当中。
And here Lazarus just sat among the crowd silently.
而这群人群是同耶和耶稣坐在一起的人当中。
And this crowd was sitting with our Lord at the time.
到后面那个犹大人、犹太人，他连拉撒路都要杀，因为他说。因为他们要杀耶稣，所以他们也要杀拉撒路。
And toward the end, the Jews also want to kill Lazarus. They want to kill our Lord, and they also want to kill Lazarus.
所以，我们在世上的生活，乃是在于我们跟主的连结、相交、交通有多少，我们可以活出来多少的生命。
So for us to live in this world, it all relates or close related to how much fellowship we have with the Lord.
我们每一个人都是死里复活的人。
And everyone, each one of us here, we died before, but we came back to life.
但是我们每一个人都有同样的一个生命在我们里面。
But each one of us has this one life inside of us.
只有这个生命在我们里面和主连结，这个主的生命在我们里面。我们才能够活出主的样式。
And only this life has connect with our Lord, and we can live out His nature.
所以主看我们，再也不是看我们这个人。
So the Lord no longer looks us as a person.
不管我们多烂。
Regardless how horrible we are.
我们是多么以前是多么多破的瓶子。
Regardless how broken we were before.
今天圣灵在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is in us today.
和我们同证，我们是神的儿女。
That He is with us, that we are His children.
神也用着我们，能够彰显他的荣耀。
That God can also use us to magnify His to magnify His glory.
弟兄姐妹中间，我们不再是一个的人。
And among brothers and sisters, we are no longer individuals.
主要看基督在我们这边有多少的生命，有多少基督的生命。
The most important thing is how much Lord's life.In each one of us.
因为我们每一个人常常在主耶稣的交通里面。
May each one of us often have this fellowship with him.
因为我们能够因着彼此的相爱，能够活出见证主的生命。
And from because we love each other, now we can truly experience his life.
也愿他的荣耀在我们中间得到彰显。
That may his glory can be magnified among us.
好吧，我们对不起，我时间多了一点，请让我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你，实在不是我们。能够做什么，能够说什么。
Lord, we thank you. It's not we what we can do or what we can say.
我们只有谢谢你，也赞美你。
Lord, we want to thank you and want to praise you.
我们也求你继续与我们同在。
That we want to ask you to please with us all the time.
让我们能够真实，能够活出，也能够经历主你自己那个信实、慈爱跟美丽。
That we can truly experience and live out your beauty and your truth.
求主继续祝福我们每一位。
And Lord, we ask you to please bless each one of us.
我们谢谢主，靠主耶稣基督圣名。
And we thank you and we pray in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.